News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A panel of three federal judges is blocking President Trump from using an emergency powers law to impose sweeping tariffs. BBC's Jake Kwan reports.
The White House immediately filed an appeal, and we also heard from Stephen Miller, who is the deputy chief of staff at the White House, saying just judicial coup is out of control, really framing it almost as a way that Mr. Trump's policies are sound, but it is these what they call political judges who are undermining his policy and thus weakening his position.
Lawsuits considered by the judges argued that any trade deficit is not an emergency because the U.S. has run a trade deficit for 49 years. The Trump administration did file that appeal. President Trump is expressing frustration with Russian President Vladimir Putin and stalled peace talks with Ukraine. National security reporter Olivia Gazas tells us Russia is engaging in underhanded diplomacy.
In the past, Russia has, of course, come to these meetings with lower-level officials sort of cynically proposing the same litany of maximalist demands that Russia has always made when it's come to play in these talks. They don't move the ball forward, but the Russians can say, hey, we proposed a meeting. A meeting has been had.
Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley have been released from prison tonight after being pardoned by President Trump.
Todd Chrisley had been serving a 12-year sentence at Florida's Pensacola Minimum Security Men's Federal Prison with a release date of April 2032.
I'm just so grateful that I'm going to leave here with my dad.
His daughter, Savannah, who got the pardon phone call a day earlier.
I was walking into the grocery store when I got the call from the president.
Was outside the Florida prison waiting for him. Her mom, Julie, was serving a 7-year sentence at a prison in Lexington, Kentucky.
Correspondent Matt Piper. Vice President Vance headlined at the world's largest Bitcoin conference, as CBS's Andres Gutierrez reports.
Vice President J.D. Vance joined the Bitcoin conference in Las Vegas to sing the praises of cryptocurrency.
We're talking about genuine, ground-up innovation.
The vice president is the highest-ranked politician at this year's conference. President Trump's two sons, Don Jr. and Eric, were there too.
In Minnesota, two men convicted in November for being part of a large-scale human smuggling operation have been sentenced. U.S. Attorney Lisa Kirkpatrick accused them of reckless disregard for human life, including a family of four who froze to death in blizzard conditions.
The defendants sent into that weather 11 migrants, Indian nationals who were not dressed appropriately, were ill-prepared for the weather they faced that night.
One of the men got 10 years in deportation, the other 6.5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Well, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to cats, the nose knows.
Just like a cat owner knows when their feline is making a polite request, researchers say cats can tell the difference between humans they know and humans they don't based on their odor. Scientists presented 30 cats with plastic tubes with either a swab with the smell of their owner, a swab with the odor of a person the same sex as their owner they had never met, or a clean swab. Cats spent much more time sniffing the odors of strangers compared to those of their owners or an empty tube. But scientists say they don't know yet if cats can identify specific people. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, the astronauts who are stranded on the International Space Station, have just finished weeks of physical therapy. After their unexpected 9-month stay in space without gravity, they had to readapt their muscles, their sense of balance, and other basics of living on Earth's gravity. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some sprinkles and light showers around the area overnight. Mostly cloudy skies and lower 50s with a light west breeze. Thursday, mostly cloudy skies. A few showers developing in the afternoon. Otherwise, a high reaching the lower 60s. Sprinkles in Thursday night. Right now, it's 55.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, or also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them. Much more than I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
WRJN. I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. Sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love won't do you no harm. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got a year. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.
You're so-
98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Wow. I think you move me. But I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Show you the colors that are real. Someone is waiting just for you. Painted pony on the spinning wheel
who could take me away from my God. Tell me more, there's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
She moves my brain, screams
the things that we've been through. You should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Understood. News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The White House is fighting back against a ruling from a three-judge federal panel that he cannot use an emergency powers law to put in place his wide-ranging tariffs. Our Jake Rosen has more on the decision.
The ruling issued by a panel of judges in the U.S. Court of International Trade stopped the sweeping 10% tariffs Mr. Trump put on virtually every U.S. trading partner on his, quote, Liberation Day last month, with higher tariffs threatened for dozens of countries. The court also blocked a separate set of tariffs imposed on China, Mexico, and Canada by the Trump administration, which has cited drug trafficking and illegal immigration as why these tariffs needed to be in place.
The Trump administration has already filed an appeal. He may have been the most prominent member of President Trump's team in Washington, but now he has departed.
Billionaire Elon Musk has announced on his social media platform X that he's leaving his position within President Trump's cost-cutting task force. Mr. Musk has led the Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE, since its inception this year. He said his scheduled time as a special government employee had come to an end, and he thanked Mr. Trump for the opportunity.
BBC's Gurvinder Gill reporting. Meanwhile, the Pentagon has just ended the requirement that civilian employees list five things they accomplished each week, an idea pushed by DOGE under Musk. The Secretary of State says the United States will be aggressively revoking visas of Chinese students in the U.S. Correspondent Matt Piper fills us in.
In a statement, Secretary of State Mark